Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere. And that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast, and also possibly breakfast cereal. What did AWS get up to last week? Let's dive right in. Allow listing tool for testing new billing, cost management, and account console permissions. This marks the first time that AWS has, to my knowledge, made a tool available that will allow customers to test things in advance of a deprecation. Yay, I'm not the only tool that focuses on AWS billing this week. Amazon CloudWatch Logs adds support for new Amazon VPC Flow Logs metadata. While this is a welcome step forward, I think what I really want it to do is the ability to derive or otherwise populate a tag value. Because knowing that this EC2 instance ID sent the traffic is all well and good, but I'd still rather have a straightforward way to correlate that to an application workload rather than playing Detective Corey in the case of the missing workload to figure out what's being chatty cross AZ. Has anyone implemented something like this that they like? Amazon EC2 C6IN, M6IN, M6IDN, R6IN, and R6IDN metal instances are now available, which means that there are now, not joking, exactly 629 instance types available for launch in US East 1. Amazon SNS, or SNIS, announces support for setting content type request headers for HTTP/S notifications. This puts to rest a bug that was reported 13 years ago. Can you imagine how much technical debt must have been in the way for it to take this long to get the problem fixed? Amazon CodeBuild now supports a small GPU machine type. The best AWS serverless container offering continues to improve its capabilities. Seriously, I love this service so much. Configuring .NET garbage. Collection for Amazon ECS and AWS Lambda. Wow, I thought, even by my standards, this title is incredibly harsh, right up until I got to the word collection.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chronosphere. When it costs more money and time to observe your environment than it does to build it, there's a problem. With Chronosphere, you can shape and transform observability data based on need, context, and utility. Learn how to only store the useful data you need to see in order to reduce costs and improve performance at chronosphere.io/Corey-Quinn. That's chronosphere.io/Corey-Quinn. And my thanks to them for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
Integrating with GitHub Actions, Amazon Code Guru in your DevSecOps pipeline. Good work for the Code Guru team, because usually AWS likes to push their own moribund CI/CD offerings rather than acknowledge what an awful lot of customers are already using. GitHub Actions is great. I see it everywhere, and I like the ability to play with others well that this demonstrates. Delete empty CloudWatch log streams. Yes. Yes. Please do this some more. I would very much like that to exist. Also, in this headline, they typoed streams as steams. That's not me typoing it. That's AWS. Growing AWS internet peering with 400 gigabit Ethernet. Holy crap. 400 gigabit Ethernet is now a common thing at AWS. The fire hose is one hell of a lot wider than it was when I got started. I'm having a hard time even conceiving of what the throughput on something like this must be. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty, friends.